With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal appeals court blocking California's law that requires federal agents to wear identification. White House correspondent Greg Clugston takes a look at this story.
The appellate court's order favors the Trump administration, which had filed a lawsuit in November challenging the 2025 law requiring federal immigration agents to wear a badge or some form of ID. The administration argued that California's law would threaten the safety of officers who are facing harassment, doxing, and violence. A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an injunction pending appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. concluding a marathon of budget hearings on Capitol Hill. Through the week of hearings, he deflected blame for the measles outbreaks, and he also touted a number of initiatives that he says are making health care today far more affordable. Pakistan had planned to host a second round of talks, but the White House suspended the Vice President J.D. Vance's planned trip to Islamabad as Iran rebuffed efforts to restart those talks.
Security measures for the potential arrivals of two important delegations are still in place here in Islamabad, a sign of optimism that the Pakistani capital could still hold a second round of negotiations between the United States and Iran. Pakistan, as the mediator between the two, is not showing its disappointment just yet and will point to one diplomatic success. That's the extended ceasefire announced by U.S. President Donald Trump, and it's an indefinite one, too. There was no end date mentioned in his social media post.
Correspondent Philip Crowther reporting. Pentagon abruptly announcing Navy Secretary John Phelan leaving his job. Phelan is the first head of a military service to depart during the president's second term. This is SRN News. In Indiana, a victory for religious freedom.
The South Madison County School Corporation has agreed to pay $200,000 to a counselor who was fired. Kathy McCord was dismissed when she refused to abide by a county policy requiring school officials to conceal from parents the fact that their child was living as the opposite sex in class. Alliance Defending Freedom represented McCord and says, quote, no American should be fired for expressing her beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia spiking this year. Believers make up about two-thirds of the population there, but the remaining one-third, Muslim. ICC says families have lost loved ones, livelihoods have been disrupted frequently, and many people remain too afraid to return home. Insecurity continues to hang over that entire region. This is SRN News. Growing concern, of course, over the war in Iran. While many haven't given it much of a thought, others have. And it is shaping to be possibly becoming very dangerous and a very difficult transition. The war could force large numbers of Iranians in Turkey to return home.
For years, short-term residency permits have allowed Iranians to pursue economic opportunities and enjoy relative stability in neighboring Turkey. But it's a precarious situation, and the war has raised the stakes. Sadri Hagshinaz spends her days selling borak, a layered savory pastry, at a shop in Istanbul, but her mind is on her daughter in Tehran. The family had had to send her home after they ran into difficulties renewing her visa. I swear I cry every day, Hagshina says. There's no life in my country, and there's no life here. What shall we do? I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.